You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan on this Tuesday. Evan under the weather today. We'll see if we get him back tomorrow. It's been me, Tiki, Lukey along the way. Alex here as well. We are, let's do the math, 24, 48, 72, 75 hours away from first pitch in the World Series, Yankees and Dodgers. 75 hours away. We are also a couple days away from Friday being a day where you can win tickets to go see the World Series at Yankee Stadium by listening to Evan and Tiki. Why would you not try to do that with the way ticket prices are going off? Yankees and Dodgers, the first time they are meeting in a World Series since 1981. Every year, I got to feel like as a Yankee fan, every single year, people would predict in March, Yankees-Dodgers this year, Yankees, and we would never get there. The Yankees would fall short. The Dodgers would fall short. And now here we are, a World Series that I think everybody in America not named Met fans is very much excited for, and Lugi can attest. But the good news for Lugi, and the good news for plenty of Met fans, fortunately, I have nothing to look forward to as a Net fan, is that the Knicks season does begin tonight, in earnest, in Boston, taking on the crowned champions, the Boston Celtics. Out is Mitchell Robinson, obviously, for the coming weeks. Precious, with the strained left hamstring, is out tonight. The only Celtic on the injury report, Kristaps Porzingis, is out, as he's still recovering. But without further ado, the power of positivity, which might have derailed both the Jets and Mets season, is here to lead us in with a Knicks Cinco de Fivo. It's Positive Tommy.
All right, guys. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere. It is a big night in Boston as the Boston Celtics will receive the rings that belong to the Knicks. They are the uncrowned champions, and they will be the undisputed, they being the Knicks, champions of basketball this season. So I'm here to give you the top five reasons why the Knicks will win the chip, win the championship this season.
All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
It's Karl Anthony Towns, a cat that will turn into a dog. And I am here for the Clyde analogies, you know, the heart of a lion with the feline quickness. I'm here for all those cat stuff. But again, part of what has, you know, followed Karl Anthony Towns throughout his career is those cat-like tendencies, the softness, maybe not the great basketball IQ, sort of moping around. Cat will turn into a dog. But the reality is, when you look at his game, we're talking about the best stretch big five in the history of the NBA. I think he's the best big man shooter ever in the history of the NBA. He's a perfect fit here with the pick and roll with JB, and I think he's going to bring a lot to this team. Karl Anthony Towns was a great addition, and you'll see it tonight and throughout the season.
Not a bad one, actually.
No.
Number four.
OG Anunoby. The OG Anunoby Knicks were the best team in basketball.
It's going to be the whole starting five.
When OG Anunoby is on the floor, the Knicks are the best team in the NBA because what he does defensively, his ability to camp in the corner, knock down the three-pointer. Anunoby, the Anunoby Knicks are the best team in the NBA, and that is number four why the Knicks are winning a championship this year.
Okay.
Number three.
Art?
It's the... What's that?
Keep going.
No, you muttered something under your breath there.
The coalition of
Nick haters.
I was just feeling a little bit.
It was number 21 that uttered something.
I thought I heard Hart, but I will go to number three here, and that is the rest of the NBA. The Celtics are not going to win again.
Oh, a pivot!
You caught us.
The Sixers are an absolute joke. Joel Embiid is a wuss. The guy won't play back-to-backs. He's not even going to be starting this season. He's going to be out for a few weeks. Paul George, basically, they can't get him out of a wheelchair, so both of those guys, we got the Brooklyn Nets 2.0. The Sixers are done. Who else? The Bucks are old. They're trash. The Pacers didn't beat the Knicks. Attrition did. So I look at the NBA and I start to think, who's out in the West? The Thunder, please. This is the Knicks year. You look around the landscape of the NBA. It is smooth sailing for the Knicks this year.
Okay.
Sailing. Wow.
Number two.
It's Jalen Brunson. The King of New York. The superstar that we didn't think we got when we acquired him, or when he signed here, I should say. Jalen Brunson will lead the Knicks to the promised land. The first time in decades, Jalen Brunson will be the guy to get it done, and he's number two on
this. I'm actually now shocked on what number one's going to be.
Okay.
Number one.
I am 39 years old. This is the most talented Knicks roster in my lifetime. I know everybody wants to cling to the 90s Knicks, whether it be the Ewing Starks Oakley version, or the version with Ewing and Allen Houston and Spree and LJ and Camby, or for a lot of you out there listening, Carmelo Anthony, Stoudemire, that was your Knicks team. I've seen all of them. This is the most talented Knicks roster in our lifetime. It's the most hype, the most buzz that this team, that this franchise has had in my life. I can't wait. Uncrowned champion. And of course, I would be remiss not to remind everybody out there that the Knicks have dudes, the Knicks have dogs, and through the power of friendship, will do damage. And I don't appreciate that t-shirt, by the way.
Well, I was going to mention this. First of all, what was number one? Just that they're that talented?
Let me look back up. Oh, yeah. The most talented roster in the NBA and in my lifetime.
All right, that is Cinco de 5-0, and it's very ironic that Jalen Brunson was not number one because, as Tommy points out, I'll show this with cameras. Tiki, I wore the only Knicks shirt I own today for opening night. You want to tell me what this says?
It says from one Tommy Lugauer, at Tommy Lugauer. That's Lugauer.
Thank you, Tiki.
Twitter. At Tommy Lugauer, quote, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks. Never ends. That has, let me see, keep turning. That has 15 likes.
15 likes. The numbers were good there for positive Tommy.
Yes.
So the only Knicks shirt I own, I figured I'd wear it today on opening day. So remember, everybody, as you follow this leader with all his Met takes and Jet takes, Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. Typical Knicks.
Oh, well, and let me remind you that Sean Marash is part of the coalition of Knick haters, of course, led by Evan.
Anybody.
Oh, you're part of the coalition led by Evan Roberts. And I've stated at the time that I wanted a superstar player. I didn't think Jalen Brunson fit that role. I wanted Donovan Mitchell. I was a star, you know what, for years. I wanted a superstar player here.
Well, you got one.
I know, but at the time, I didn't think he fit that mold. Clearly. I was wrong. He has now blossomed into that superstar player, top five in the league, MVP level.
And pretty soon, one of us is going to be selling that shirt outside of Madison Square Garden.
I'll tell you this, Teak, and I'll tell you this, Sean. When the Knicks win a championship, they can hang that T-shirt, that quote, in the rafters at the Garden. That's how little I will care about that bad take sell. The shirt
right next to the fish banner.
Right next to the Rangers, we had the most wins in the regular season there, big boy. That's where they could hang that
shirt. Way to get that shot in. So I'm going to give you what I think is a positive Knick view and a negative Knick view. Here's the positive view, which starts with a negative. Knicks are going to get off to a bumpy start here, okay? I think the Robinson injury is going to matter. I do think Precious off the bench backing him up is going to matter. And I think the Celtics are going to be raring to go.
It's just a lot of minutes for Karl-Anthony Towns.
Early,
who isn't big in the post. So who's playing down there?
Right. Well, and on top of that, you saw at the end of the preseason, Bridges jump shot a little bit broken. I think the Knicks, this is a tough spot. Hornets, the Celtics all riled up, the actual champions. I think the Knicks are going to get off to a bumpy start tonight. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't be shocked if the first month of the Knicks kind of is like a 500 type of deal because you got to find that chemistry. You replaced a lot of parts there, and they got to get that chemistry. I don't think that's going to be easy to come by. Now, the good news is Tibbs plays the guys a ton of minutes, so they're going to have plenty of chances to get that chemistry going. And ultimately, the Knicks are still going to find their way to 53-55 wins. But I think this first month, though, is going to test the Knicks fan willpower because it's going to be a little impatient.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be smooth sailing.
What do you really think about game one?
Tommy.
Tonight?
Boston Celtics getting their rings.
They were getting the Knicks rings.
They're getting their rings. They won. I mean, how many games? They lost like 18.
Well, they didn't beat the Knicks.
They won 64 games. They return everybody, basically.
KP tonight.
Okay, whatever.
Shocker.
He was barely available in the postseason anyways. It didn't matter.
I'd be very careful on what you say, shocker. OG Anunoby still plays for your team.
Tell me your actual thought on tonight's game.
I think some of the things that Sean just laid out are fair. The bench is a little thin. Mm-hmm. Obviously, losing Precious Achiuwa for 2 to 4 weeks will matter. Mitchell Robinson, we know, is going to miss the first few months. And I do think that there will be time that it will take to get the continuity going. You have some new pieces in there with Towns and obviously with Bridges. So I think it'll take a little bit of time. But I will never, ever count this Knick team out. And I think this game and starting this season off on a fast start matters more to the Knicks. I think the Celtics are the team that are going to sleepwalk through the regular season because of the hangover, because they know how good they are, because they won a championship, so the Knicks get it done tonight.
Hangover. I think they want to be dominant. I think they want to win 70 games.
Tough to do that, though. We saw how the Nuggets were so dominant when they won their championship, and they weren't in the regular season the following year. They were very, very good, obviously. Right. I think they still got the one seed, but not, or two seed, but they were not as dominant as they were in the playoffs the previous year. There's a hangover, in my opinion.
And there's deserved hype around the Knicks, obviously, and everybody in this town is excited about it. The Celtics are not oblivious to the Knicks hype, too. They're going to be revved up tonight for this.
Oh, of course.
They're going to be licking their chops with the banner being raised and all of that. Now, Tommy's proclaimed they will win the championship. If Evan was here, he would do this, so I think it's only right that we do this, Tiki. This is on the table, honesty, right before opening night. How does the Knicks season end? Let's get you and I predictions on the table.
The Knicks season ends in the conference championship.
They lose the conference finals.
Yeah.
Celtics, or it doesn't matter?
Doesn't matter.
I think the Knicks...
I'm probably going to be the Celtics, but...
I think the Knicks go down in the second round again.
Second round?
The only reason it says this, and I'll be honest with you, I think the Knicks are properly built that they could potentially contend for a championship. I really do believe that.
Especially because they have stretch right now. They have a stretch, like a true stretch big man.
There are two things that I come back to. Number one, still the health. Is OG Anunoby going to be healthy all this year? Because it's such a difference when he's on the floor or not. Combined with the fact that, hey, Tibbs isn't going to change who he is, nor should he. Those minutes, though, do add up, and we saw the Knicks get banged up. I got to see them get healthy first in a playoffs before I even think they are getting past. Mm. Here's the other thing, and Tommy alluded to this, and it's a little different than the other teams. The Knicks now have a collection of stars. How many times is this not going to work out in New York? We're seeing it with the Jets right now. I know the Nets were a different animal.
But this doesn't feel like that kind of collection of stars. I know what you're saying.
It's not. There's no mercenaries here. So that's a big part of it.
Yes, exactly.
No doubt.
This isn't we're going to go get the best players at the best spots and then we're going to put them all together and see how they all fit. That doesn't feel like this Knicks construction right now. It feels like you have a great leader in Jalen Brunson. You go get a stretch center and Karl Anthony Towns. Who, by the way, he's not like, I need the ball all the damn time.
No.
Give me the rock. I need to be the alpha. He's not that kind of player.
No.
So I think he's going to fit perfect. Exactly. I think he's going to fit perfectly in with what Tibbs and Brunson are intending for this team offensively. The thing I worry about, honestly, is with Mitch out and Precious even as well out, how are they playing defense?
Where is OG, Anunoby
and Bridges.
Yeah.
Anunoby could guard even a five on the opposing team.
But over those two guys, games, if he's hurt.
Exactly.
So here's the deal with Anunoby. I'm not going to be blind to the fact that he has a long injury history.
Mm-hmm.
I expect him to miss games. What we need, what the Knicks need, is for Anunoby to be on the floor when it matters the most. And that comes postseason time, playoff time. That's when you need Anunoby because, in my opinion, as great as JB is, as great as I think Karl Anthony Towns will be in this system playing with Brunson and Bridges and Josh Hart, the key to the success of the Knicks and winning a title, we saw it last year, is OG Anunoby. They are just a different level and a different team when he's on the floor. So when it comes down to April and May and June, Anunoby needs to be on the floor. And when he is, we will beat the Sixers, the Pacers, the Celtics, and then we will beat the Thunder. And we will celebrate a championship in the greatest arena in the history of arenas. And, you know, bring a championship back to the Garden. Sean, I know you've been waiting a long time for one of those.
Might get one.
Yeah, the Knicks.
The Rangers, too.
You want to go back on that bet, by the way, big boy? You want to double down on that bet again?
Yet.
Okay.
Because I don't make promises I don't know that I can keep. So, that's it.
You're
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah.
I've learned my lesson. I would also add this, Knicks fans. I just brought up collections of stars and failing in New York. Root for the Yankees to win a World Series.
Why?
Because if the addition of Juan Soto to Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge is what did this here.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the super, super teams.
Yeah. The Yankees could kind of break that idea that these collections of stars teams can't win.
Yeah.
And maybe every Knicks fan needs to root for the Yankees over the course of the next 2 weeks to know New York's truly back. And by the way, the Liberty has done it as well. Their parade on Thursday. And Yankee fans, if you're looking to get your way into Yankee Stadium, look at these ticket prices. They're unbelievable. I don't know if I could hide from my wife the PayPal. That's all right. Listen to us Friday. We're giving away tickets. We are giving away tickets to the freaking World Series with the Yankees and the Dodgers. The Yankees are in the World Series. This actually happened this year. No more falling short. No more complaining about the Astros cheating. That's happening, and you could go by listening to this show on Friday. Now, let's get back to your calls. 888-808-1019. Ricky in Connecticut. Ricky, what's up?
Yo, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
Good, what's up, man? What's up?
Hey, I just had to give a call to have positive Tommy's back because I hear people calling saying that he should apologize.
Well,
and
he
that
should.
Is absolutely wild.
He should. He let the Knicks fans down. He said follow them, and they failed.
The Mets fans down.
The Mets fans. I'm sorry. I'm already pre-preparing for what's going to happen.
Right.
All right. Well, I'll preface this with saying I'm actually a Yankee fan calling in to have his back.
Wow. And,
By the way, I'm yep. I'm with you, Ricky. I'm not saying Tommy let anybody down.
But if you
Tommy lifted everybody up. You know how hard it is to sit here next to Evan, be negative about every single step of the way?
Yeah.
Every step.
Yeah.
Emotional insurance, BS, everything that he did along the way. When it was patently clear that this team was damn good.
I'm a baby.
I mean, think about the game watch that we had back in the performance space.
Yeah, it was great. That
I mean, you're preparing for your epic conclusion, whatever you said at the end when they won against the Braves. I'm sitting there just trying to get him to be positive.
And he couldn't do it.
And he couldn't do it. Not until it happened.
Dude, think about it. This isn't even a joke. This is being just to show you the brain and the mind of Evan Roberts.
Yes.
He is such a diehard Met fan that lives and dies with everything. That didn't really believe and was so prepared for his heart to get broken that this entire playoff run literally broke him. He is not here today because he is so sick from living and dying with every pitch and going to the freezing games and scoring games and waking up at 2 a.m. and doing Rico Bronias. His negativity killed him.
Negativity the Jets killed Carl.
Kill no, negativity killed Carl.
Negativity killed Evan. Lugi was so positive the whole run, they ended up losing. I guess I am flipping on this. He's here with bells on today.
Yeah.
Whistle's not announced of being sick, and he's ready for the Knicks season.
I woke up on Monday after the Mets get knocked out, the Yankees are in the World Series, and I legit was feeling optimistic about the season that just happened, about the future of the team. And that's the fight I have with Evan, because he goes, oh, Knicks fans, you applauded Josh Hart. You applauded this team, and he doesn't want to applaud the Mets. And I go, dude, I'm optimistic about the future and the franchise because I believe the Knicks and Mets are both in good hands. And he sometimes just can't see that because of his history as a fan, which has absolutely nothing to do with the present and the future. Nothing.
Now, Lugi did say he wanted to be optimistic about the future and see the future. I'm going to reveal a little something behind the curtain to let... I guess I'm really defending positive Tommy now. I've turned.
All right, let's hear
it. I can't
even
do it. So I'm at the Giants-Eagles game Sunday. They're getting their ass kicked, okay? had a great tailgate. I'm in a suite. I'm being very bougie. I'm having my drinks. Now, remember, we're coming off the Yankees clinching, and the Mets were about to play that night versus the Jets. And I got a text from Tommy asking me, or maybe positively pointing me in the right direction, to cut down on the alcohol the rest of the Giant-Eagle game.
Why?
Tommy, do you care to share why you told me to do that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
I think my thought process in that was that Evan was clearly running on fumes, and I felt like had you party too hard, a la when the Rangers won their Stanley Cup against the Islanders at MetLife Stadium.
You were looking out for the show.
I was thinking about the show.
On Sunday. Oh.
And I was thinking, dead seriously, like, Sean is a Yankee fan. This is his moment. This is their moment. This is their voice. And if he literally doesn't have a voice, we are doing a disservice to the Yankee fans.
He predicted that Evan would be so worn down after that Met game on Sunday, he would not be here at some point this week. And I needed to be as healthy and not raspy as possible to talk Yankees.
That's impressive, Tommy.
That's the power of positivity right there.
Right.
And what happened 48 hours later? Evan's not here. He called it.
Right.
He called it.
And you and you're fresh as a daisy.
I am.
You sound good. You weren't limping in Monday, and you are here to bang the drum of positivity for the Yankees.
That's right. Now, I don't know how positive I'm going to be come Friday, because now I'm starting to feel a little like Evan.
Stop.
A little bit. If you were to ask me.
It's just the Dodgers.
So, you're right, and I want to make something clear. We're not making official predictions yet. We probably will do so on Friday. What do you got there?
No, I wanted to just tie up a little bit of a loose ends here because you mentioned Giants and you mentioned Yankees, and there's a lot of people like Sean that root for both.
Uh-huh.
We are trending towards something on Monday night where both teams are playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Would you care to comment on that, Sean, as a massive fan of both?
Yes. So we don't know yet if we're going to be doing shows from the stadium. We're working on that World Series, but we can't say yes or no. That's a tough spot, too. You could be seeing Daniel Jones' last game where you got to be locked in while the Yankees play a World Series game. We're going to have to handle the Mets and Jets fans have had to handle this. Yankees, Jets fans have had to handle this. I will make this proclamation. As much as I love the Yankees and everything that goes into it, I don't think I could attend Game 3 of the World Series with the Giants.
Even if we're at Yankee Stadium doing a show?
I will leave before first pitch.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I'll put it this way. We have a show to do at 2 o'clock the next day. I have kids I got to care for and get to school next morning. I don't know, man. I love both the Yankees. I think I got to watch both simultaneously. I don't think I could do...
Oh, I see.
I can't go home and watch the Giants from midnight to 3 a.m. and do that. Plus, I can't... I don't know
where
you guys...
Where would we be, though?
What?
Where would we be?
Yankee Stadium?
Potentially. Like in one of the clubs or something
I guess. Yeah, but with a TV on or something. You can't pay attention the way you want to pay attention.
No, it's true.
I mean, does that make me a worse Yankee fan? Or I'm still watching the Yankees. I feel like
Well, see, the problem... So for me, it's different for me because I've gotten used to watching the Giants
right.
dispassionately. So without listening to the... In real time, I know the outcome of the game. I'm not like Evan. I'm not going to pretend to not know the score while I'm calling whatever game I'm calling on a Sunday. So I've gotten used to it. So I actually would probably be okay.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Not paying attention to it. And then finding out what happened later.
It would...
Because that's what you're talking about.
Yes, yeah. And this is the truth. For me, maybe I'm a sicko fan or anything like this. And by the way, if the Giants were home at this stage of my life, I'd feel the same way if I was at either or.
Mm-hmm.
I would have genuine anxiety in my chest if I was at the Yankee game and I didn't know exactly what was going on and watching the Giants intently. And if I was at if I was in Pittsburgh at this Giant game, not knowing what's going on in the World Series, I couldn't do it. So for me... The best solution is to go home and watch both simultaneously. And I've mastered watching two.
And I don't think it's fair for anybody out there to say, well, the Yankees are in the World Series, the Giants season's over. That's not how fandom works.
You still only get 17 football games, correct. And there's still plenty of meat on the bone as far as the future of the Giants to watch. So, no, absolutely I'm watching both. Plus, how am I doing those Cadillac reads if I don't watch the game?
That's true.
Come on now. Or a podcast. 888-808-1019. Let's go to John in Garden City. John, what's up?
Hello, fellas. I am so excited for this World Series. By the way, tickets in my seats, and they're not legends. A couple guys, few seats down from me, they're asking 10 grand a ticket.
Oh, my God.
I cannot believe. Yeah, I'll tell you, go look it up, 121. Regular seats, not legends. They want 10 grand a ticket. 10-6.
10 grand?
I don't know, man. Go look up SeatGeek.
Imagine
that's
the
where
Dodgers
I look.
Winning 10-1 anyway, and 10 grand on
ticket. Yeah, no chance.
So this
that
to me is...
That's, honestly.
That's atrocious.
I'm going to be out in Vegas. I had something prearranged for, during game one and game two. Thinking of driving in my little car, my rented car, and going to see one of the Yankee games out there. But this is the way I see it. I am so excited for this World Series. I feel like, the Dodgers, this is I'm calling it the Payback World Series. Payback to Dave Roberts for 2004. Payback for Judge for ruining his season last year. This is the series. I really think, you might think I'm crazy, I think it's Yankees in five. I think they're going to win the first three.
Okay.
This is what's going to happen. They're going to win the first three. They're going to lose game four because, of course, I'll be there in my seat. And then no, that's not the reason, but they're going to beat up Teal. And then Cole's going to come back in game five and close it out.
I actually think... Cole might start game four, by the way. Keep that in mind.
They won't, not if they're up 3-0, remember?
That's true.
What Evan said, and I agree with that. So that's my theory. I think the Yanks have seen Yamamoto. Oh, payback to Yamamoto and Ohtani as well for shunning us. Ohtani twice when we opened up the cash for him, and he said, no, I want to stay in the West Coast, probably because he wanted to stay with his bookie. But anyway, forget it. That's going to be huge in the stadium. I already know people that are bringing the fuzzy dice that they're going to be throwing at him because it's not hard. They're not hard, so you can't hurt the guy.
Right.
So you like the car fuzzy dice? I already know that's happening.
I'm not me.
I don't do those kind of things.
John, I got to let you go. I can't encourage anybody to throw fuzzy dice in the field at Ohtani. By the way, he'd have to play a position to be able to do that as well.
That's true. You got to throw it in the. You can't get it to him.
No, you can't. Jeez. I will make my official... I would just say my early lean now is long series, Yankees get their heart broken in L.A.
Oh, come on. Really?
I'm not firmly vowing that. I'm just telling you what I feel in the core of my gut.
Yeah, I gotta think more about the Dodgers pitching situation because that's what's going to determine it for me.
Yeah.
No, and honestly, both teams' pitching situations, that's what's going to determine it.
I think it's going to be a great series. No, I don't think it's short 4 or 5 games. The series is going back to L.A., in my opinion. But just my core gut feeling, and I got a big gut, tells me I think we just pull that shot. And I've been consistent. I said from March on it that the Yankees would make the World Series and lose this year. So I felt it. I want to be wrong. Think about all the times I'm wrong on takes.
Yeah.
I'm wrong a lot. Please be wrong on this
one. It's been so damn long.
I know. 15 years.
Dodgers have a recent history.
15.
Granted, it was pandemic year, but whatever. They have a recent history.
Yeah. Could you imagine going 15 years without a World Series? It's crazy. 15 long, grueling years. It's Evan and Tiki on the Fan. Evan, under the weather, if you're just joining us. That's all right. You know what's not under the weather? The World Series. Friday, Yankees, Dodgers. Let's go! And this long layoff, by the way, is a benefit to the Yankees. I keep alluding to it. They really needed to rest their bullpen arms.
Right.
I mean, Clay Holmes needed it.
I mean,
Luke Weaver needed it.
Tim Hill pitched in every game, right?
Yes.
And I don't think Clay did.
No, Clay didn't pitch in the last game.
Right. Luke basically did.
Right. He missed one game. He got up in that one game.
Right.
But yeah, and then as you see, and this happened with Cleveland, the more times a lineup sees you within 2 weeks, this isn't a 3-game series in July, the more they can get on you, which is a danger for the Dodgers, by the way, in their bullpen, especially if they have to bullpen game in this World Series.
Right. And this is why I don't know quite what to expect from the Dodgers because we know that they have to go to bullpenning.
Yeah.
Right.
And which game do they do it?
Exactly. The closeout game against the Mets, I mean, they pitched 7 pitchers.
Yeah.
And it felt like the Tampa Rays.
The Yankees will punish them in a bullpen game.
I agree, but I also thought the Mets would punish.
Well, they did in game 2.
They did, but they didn't
right
in 6. And so, can they be effective again consistently for the entirety of the series? I don't know. I don't know. And so, it's hard to like knock the Dodgers.
Yeah.
Because they can bullpen a game, give up 6 runs, and still win.
It's true. And remember, the Yankees did play the Dodgers at Yankee Stadium earlier this year. The Dodgers took 2 of 3.
Yeah.
But something interesting people forget about that series. Do you remember what was interesting about that series? Because we were on the air. Evan was off, ironically, last time the Yankees were going to play the Dodgers.
Was it Ohtani-based?
No. It was,
I don't remember.
The game before the series started was the game Soto hurt his wrist.
Oh, that's right.
And we didn't know if it was going to be long-term. Remember, he showed up smiling and, yes, had tweeted out that video. That was the Yankee-Dodger thing. He didn't play in the series.
The stuff with Scott Boras, whether it was a conspiracy theory to keep him out.
Right. So the Yankees, when they played the Dodgers during the year, we didn't get Juan Soto in those games. You think Soto makes a difference?
I think so.
Very much so. So that'll be fascinating. We get the Soto, Ohtani, Judge experience. If you had to guess right now, let's put it all on the table. Evan's going to hate he's missing out on this game. Soto, Judge, Ohtani, Giancarlo. Who has the most home runs in this series?
That's Soto, Judge, Ohtani.
And I'll throw Giancarlo in.
I think it's going to be Ohtani.
Ohtani is the most in the series.
I do.
Okay, Tommy?
Stanton's on a heater, but I'm going to go Aaron Judge.
I was going to say Judge, too. I kind of think that the Yankees have gotten to this moment. I think Judge is having a big series. Now, I still have some negativity on what ultimately happens. I think Judge is going to hit like 4 bombs.
Yeah, I say this respectfully. Judge has been carried to this World Series. No, I don't. But it's true, though. Right. Stanton,
his
Volpe,
biggest moment happened
Graber,
in the only loss in the ALCS. Yeah,
Soto, right. He hasn't had his moment yet.
But it also doesn't, I mean, it just tells you how much better this team is. In those years when Aaron Judge was the only player to get to the postseason, and he would go invisible. Everybody else would go invisible, too.
Now, I would tell you, if I gave you Judge, Soto, Stanton, Ohtani, or the field, who hits the most home runs in the series? One of those guys or the rest, or somebody else random?
Teoscar.
Alex from downtown. It's not a terrible bet. So if you could bet the field, would you bet the field or would you bet one of the other 4?
I'd still bet one of the 4.
I'd still
bet Ohtani.
I like that, though, from Alex.
That's a solid one.
The Lukey's jaws on the
because I like to fade the public, so I'm going to go with the field. And I'll give you Will Smith.
Wow. Look at you getting jiggy with it.
It's all the Dodgers. So there's no field Yankee?
No, there could be a Yankee.
Would the field Yankee be?
Jazz.
Or Rizzo.
No, Jazz is
Verdugo.
Jazz is lost right now, but I could see Jazz.
Glaber.
Glaber's a good one.
Yeah, because he's going to get pitches to hit as the leadoff guy.
I still
but
would
I
go
feel,
with one
I
of
feel
the
like his mindset as the leadoff hitter now is contact, get in play.
Remember, in the field, you also get Mookie Betts, too.
Mm.
That's in play, too. Interesting. Either way.
But most of the field is the Dodgers. That's telling.
Yeah. Well, it's also, it's telling that the Yankees have that many big home run hitters. By the way, you think baseball's refreshed? We were able to just play how many stars are in this series to get in home runs game. Are you kidding me? This isn't Corbin Carroll and who was Texas?
Adolis Garcia.
Yeah, I mean, my God. 888-808-1019. And the freaking Giants are going to get smacked by the Steelers on Monday night during a World Series game. It's ridiculous. Artie in Brooklyn. Artie, what's up?
What's up, Artie?
And I'm sitting here like a crazy Jet fan, and I'm ruining your show about talking Jets, but I just got to get this out.
Go ahead.
You know, everybody's dogging Rodgers.
Yes.
But if you had to do a Cinco Five-O tomorrow, buddy, on the top five reasons why the Jets are stinking it up, Rodgers would not be in the top four.
That's not true.
Okay, and I'm going with the number one is two games cost us by the kicker.
Okay.
The other one is...
No, you're right about that.
Smith is supposed to be this all-pro tackle. I could get by him. The offensive line with the running game that they had with, what's his name, whatever that, Brees, and they found out Allen. By the way, Allen got three carries. They were supposed to increase the running game, okay? And then Salah, the great coaching staff that had him ready to play the freaking Broncos, got his butt fired, and now we have to put up with this nonsense. And then Rodgers. Because that pass.
You know what? You're probably right.
You got to. If you're Gary Wilson, you got to catch that ball.
True. True.
All right, love
now,
you
look, thanks, appreciate Artie. You, man. Thank you, Artie. It's funny. When he says it before giving all the list, you're like, nah, it's Rodgers is going to be up there and in the top. But when you really think about it, you fire the head coach after five games. That's not Rodgers. I mean, maybe it is, but he says it's not. So let's take his word for
okay.
it. Okay. We're taking his word for
it. Okay, I won't.
That's not Rodgers. The fact that they have a kicker in Zuerlein who can't make kicks, that's also not Rodgers.
Can I pause you right there?
Go ahead.
If Rodgers was still an elite quarterback, it's not coming down to the thin margin of kicks in some of these games. With
True,
Zuerlein.
But...
Maybe get some touchdown drives going.
But think about the NFL
in
general. Just think about the NFL in general. How many games are coming down to less than one possession?
Oh, all the time. I can tell you from almost, a gambling perspective.
Even if it's... an inferior team versus a much greater team, it seems to always come down to a kick at some point or the other. So you got to have a kicker. The offensive line, I mean, the first play of the Denver Broncos game for the Jets was a sack. You know, so the offensive line also hasn't been great. So maybe Aaron's four. He's probably not one or two, but he's probably four. But he's definitely in the top five.
Yeah, he is. Aaron, look, no matter any way you slice it, the Jets have a ton of problems, and Aaron Rodgers isn't number one.
Yeah.
But he's also not the prince that was promised.
No, he's not the...
And that makes it a higher up on
well,
the list.
Well, I think... No, here's what the issue is for the Jet fan, is that he was supposed to be the eraser of problems.
Yeah.
Like, we have problems, don't worry about it. You got Aaron Rodgers, he'll figure it out. And it's not happening. He's got seven interceptions already. As Evan and I were talking about yesterday, there were seasons where he had three or four. And so he's just not playing good.
I wonder, I'm still waiting for this because Evan has been actually pretty fair about this and vocal about it. And I think already kind of alluded to how many different problems the Jets have. Would this be the week if Rodgers had a really bad week this week and they lost to the freaking New England Patriots or quarterback? Like at some point, the bulk of the fan base still kind of gives Rodgers the benefit of the doubt. When would the fan base truly turn on Rodgers? Would it be losing to this bad Patriot team this week and Rodgers puts up 13 points, something like that?
Probably.
Or would it still be excuses
about
everything else?
If he throws two interceptions, regardless of what they look like, he throws two interceptions and they lose in embarrassing fashion to a team whose own head coach said they suck, basically. I'm paraphrasing. Yeah. He didn't say it exactly like that, but basically that's what he said. We're soft and we stink. After getting blitzed by the Jacksonville Jaguars over in London, then people would start to turn. I think even the sycophant Jet fan would start to turn.
Yeah, I mean, because at that point you're looking at 2-6, and like, did you pin 9 interceptions on the year?
Yeah.
I'm waiting for that moment, if you can't tell. I'm waiting because this is a long love affair with a guy who has not done much for a franchise.
I just don't understand, like, what's going on with the Jets and the quarterbacks. Look at what Sam Darnold is right now. Look at Joe Flacco, who is arguably...
And by the way, he's also almost 40.
Yeah.
Fringe Hall of Famer. They crushed him. He's been amazing since. Look what Rodgers is. Why can't they get the most out of their quarterbacks?
I don't have an answer for that.
Like, right? I almost want to say you should have kept Joe Flacco, but we all know what it would have been if he was here.
Very clearly, Zach Wilson was going to stink no matter where Zach Wilson was.
Yeah. I mean, that was the quarterback.
Yeah. Oh, God. Imagine Sam Darnold worked out for the Jets. They're never in this mess. Mike in Portland. Mike, what's up?
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mike. What's up?
Yesterday was the anniversary of my first Yankee game. And that was game two of the 1981 World Series.
Wow, okay.
So you guys were, my mother did the books for a guy that owned a Firestone dealership in Parsippany, and he had season tickets for every pro team. And he used them for clients, and it was a write-off, et cetera. And someone couldn't go, so he gave them to my mom, and my dad and I went. And so just to give you an idea, you guys were talking about ticket prices. I'm holding the ticket stub right here in my hand.
Uh-huh.
This was a field box. Right? So yep. Old Yankee Stadium, section 17, box 71C, which is literally three boxes off from first base.
Okay.
On the field.
So this is 1981, which game?
Game two.
Game two. Okay. What do you got on the price?
$20 face value.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at it. I swear to God.
I was cost a nickel? 81 is not that long ago either.
I was driving home from Boston, and you guys were talking about the ticket prices, and I'm like, I know the ticket prices on that stub. So $20. I was so close. I kid you not. I could see the chew spit on Bob Watson's uniform. That's how close we were.
$20. If you went online, I was looking at those field boxes, $17,000 right now.
Wow.
A ticket.
So I was fortunate enough, because of work, to go to ALCS Game 6 in 98 and Game 4 in 98 when they swept the Padres. And even the face value on the 98 World Series ticket, that was Loge level. That was that covered level, midway up. That the face value in 98 was $150.
Wow.
So it's
pricey for 98.
It's crazy. Actually, you know what? It's funny. I was thinking about that because I didn't know. What I don't know is, with these World Series, I know, does it work like the Super Bowl now where the league dictates the ticket prices? Because that might have been a thing too. I'm not 100% sure.
I'm not even sure, but appreciate you, Mike. Yeah.
The league dictates the media stuff. Like, they take it away from the teams as far as credentialed, who gets in, all that other stuff for the World Series. Right? I'm right about that?
They
take it from the teams?
They definitely do, because I, for like the Super Bowl,
right.
I know that my credential has to come from the league.
The league.
Not from the team. So, but he's asking a different question.
The ticket sales.
I would assume.
No, I think that's still the team. Because you play your way into a World Series. That's part of it. You're earning more revenue for your team to come in.
Yeah, it is. Because remember, we were talking to the architect about tickets.
Yeah.
And how you had to buy them, like, a while ago.
A while ago, right.
Carrie, in the same way.
She bought them a while ago.
Her and Justin bought them before, what series?
The ALDS.
Probably the DS. And so they got tickets, but they had to buy them like way before they were in the World Series.
It's funny you bring that up, Tiki. Let's go to Kerry in Sayreville. What's up, Kerry?
Go Knicks, first of all.
Yeah. Is the Deuce McBride jersey on today, Kerry?
Kerry's tired of us
talking
about baseball.
I'm going to put him on
baseball.
A little while. I got to bring it out.
Kerry's tired of us talking about baseball. She wants to talk Knicks.
I do. I want to talk both. It's okay. We'll be there Monday. We bought the tickets before we knew, and we said, listen, if they play the Mets, we're going to have to sell because it would be Friday, which is Knicks opening night. So Knicks opening night would trump game one of the World Series in this house.
Mm.
But
wow,
it's
really?
Work out so well. So we'll be there Monday night.
Kerry, time out. Before you talk about going to game three Monday night.
By the way, that's Knicks home opening night.
Knicks home opener versus Indiana is Friday. I want to make this clear because I've made this decision for Yankee playoff games, not the World Series. So you're telling me that you're going to Knicks Pacers Friday night and missing game one of the World Series?
I'll watch on my phone, but we'll be at. You have to go, Nick. It's the Knicks home opener.
Wow.
It's my favorite day of the year besides The Yankees come open.
I respect it.
But
always. No, she can't be there. She can't be there at the Yankees game.
No, I mean, I would go to L.A. if I had the money and the means to do so. That would be pretty awesome. But
okay.
I'll have to deal with all those disgusting Dodger fans here in the Bronx on Monday. But we got standing room only. You know, it is Ticketmaster. The tickets rise. The price rises as they see a need for them. So they started off. We got them for $600. We're going to stand the whole time. And I'm short, so there's only a few sections where I could stand for standing room only and actually see. But you stand the whole game anyway. I don't plan on sitting down. I plan on standing and screaming and hopefully losing my voice. And hopefully we'll be up. You know, that'll be game three. Hopefully we'll be up.
Carrie, have a blast. Let's go Knicks for you tonight. They're going to win tonight?
I hope so. Yeah, and Porzingis, you got it. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She didn't believe that.
You know how deep our bench is this year? We got Pollock on the bench. He's going to be great. Dadier is on the bench. He's going to be great.
Are you ever going to yourself to calling yourself Positive Carrie at any point this next year?
You know what? I roll my eyes at Positive Tommy, especially for the Jets, because you know how I feel about them right now. I roll my eyes for Positive Tommy for the Mets, but I kind of dig this Positive Tommy for the Knicks. I feel like he might be bad luck, but I like Positive Tommy for the Knicks.
The Knicks better start off strong and go strong. Otherwise, you're going to get rolling of the eyes from people.
Yeah. Don't worry.
It's going to be a Met-only thing.
I understand. The Knicks will...
They do damage.
If the Jets' positive stuff ruins the Knicks, too, forget about it. This whole thing could snowball. And Tommy will turn on Evan, too. He'll blame Evan, saying, you made me become that.
It's amazing, depending on which team you root for. It depends on whether you like Positive Tommy or not, because Kerry's a Yankee fan, hates Positive Tommy for the Mets. She's a Giant fan, hates it for the Jets, but the Knicks, she loves it.
Now, Tommy, you're a big Knicks fan. You're a big Mets fan.
Mm-hmm.
If the Mets had gotten past the Dodgers and game one of the World Series was on Friday night, and you had Knicks tickets like she does to the home opener, are you doing what Kerry's doing, going to the home opener?
No. I'm selling those, or I'm giving them to somebody like a Knick fan here as like a present, and then I'm going to the World Series. Oh, so am I home? Where are the Mets playing the game?
Well, they would have been playing at Yankee Stadium.
So I'm going to the game.
Okay.
The Mets game. Okay, we're going to the World Series game.
Kerry said if she had game, she would have had tickets. She would have went to the Knick game. That's crazy.
But we talked about this before, and
I wonder if the Knick crowd they won't take a hit. You know, they drove a preseason.
Yeah, right.
You said that you're going to go. You're not going to stay for game three. You're going to go home and watch a Giant game. I don't want to hate on anybody's fandom. If that's important to her, if that's important to somebody else, that's their decision. Well, just my decision would be to go to the World Series game and not a Knicks home.
I don't think anything makes you a bad fan over one or the other. And again, my point was, I'm not watching the World Series. Of course I'm watching the World Series. My point was, if I'm at the game, I can only watch one.
I just think it's easy. Easier to watch a football game back than it is to watch a baseball game back.
Yes, you're not wrong. However, and I did this when I was on vacation, I did the Evan DVR trick with the Rangers. By the way, by SMY, thank you. Stay tuned for Baseball Night in New York presented by Tri-State Cadillac coming up next on SMY. I did this on a family vacation. I watched the Rangers back on DVR on the West Coast, and I stayed away from everything. Football's hard for me because you only get one a week. It's not like in succession where you're playing night after night like the other sports. Well,
see, that's the difference between you and me. Yeah. Because I watch so many football games in a week because of
everything.
Like, for instance, I'm watching the Colts this week. So I got to watch the Colts from last week when they played the Dolphins. I got to go back and watch them from week one when they played the Texans who they're playing this week.
Like, you're absorbing so much.
I end up watching so much football. I'm like, it's just another game.
Yeah. And see, I don't know. That's not in me. I think. For whatever reason, and maybe everybody has this feeling, I just think football is different. And that doesn't mean clearly I'm a Yankee fan. The Yankees will probably even get the sound, but I couldn't be at another game in that spot. I think I've gotten older and mature like this, where I would just be thinking about the football game the whole time. And when in reality, the priority is the World Series.
I could see that.
But if at least if I'm home, I'm calm where I see what's going on in front of me, but I am more focused on the World Series, if that makes any sense. I just would not be able to enjoy either if I was at one or the other. And this is for the World Series specifically. I have made business decisions on playoff games where they've overlapped and I've had to, make a call on one or the other. Infamously, I went to a Billy Joel concert during an ALCS game. That was more, I bought tickets like an idiot in 2017, way too early in advance, didn't think the Yankees were going to make it. But I've learned from my mistakes. I can't make those mistakes.
Yeah, and Kerry said she's going to watch the game on her phone. And I think that you and Evan are a little bit different with having to DVR it, watch it. Like Tiki said it, I said, I could watch it on my phone.
Yeah.
Like if
yeah,
I'm at one game, I could watch another game on my phone. I could do both or find a TV or try to get into a suite or something.
I can. But game 4 and 5, I'll be waving the Yankee pom-poms. I'll be in the stadium for sure. By the way, game 3 is not a clincher. Not at all. 888-808-1019. How about Jamie in East Brunswick? Jamie, what's up?
What's up, boys? First of all, I hope you're all doing good business-wise and personally.
No doubt.
I don't know. I really don't want to touch on the fact that it almost sounds like somebody's going towards everybody gets a participation trophy in Major League Baseball now.
No, that's the 7 line. That's not us, Jamie.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't want to touch on that, but I do want, because I like to talk about facts, and I'm just going to run off some facts for New York sports fans in general, all of you, all of us. Okay, 1, New York has without a doubt the biggest rivalries in all of sports. No matter what sport you pick, New York has the biggest rivalry.
Yeah,
when it comes to playing playoff baseball, let's talk baseball specifically. When it comes to talking baseball, we have added pressures. I mean, I'm a Yankee fan. I love the Yankees. I'm cheering for the Yankees, and I want them to win in the worst way. But everybody knows when the Mets are around, everybody's – I don't care if you don't want to admit it. You're thinking about the Mets, and vice versa. The Mets – look at Evan. He's scared to talk to anybody now. But at the end of the day – okay, at the end of the day –
oh, I love that, Jamie.
But it's the truth. At the end of the day – you know, we all have that pressure of, you know, that opposing fan. So we're never going to be copacetic in New York. Loogie, I agree with a lot of things you say, but it's almost like your age is showing. I'm a little older than everybody else. It really feels like he prepared for that Met loss to get all his guns in a row and hope everything fell into place. And now I just feel like, nah, you know what? No, everybody doesn't get a participation trophy. We need to get away from even the idea of this. If you want to do something, wait a little while. And then what you do is they should have a Met Appreciation Day where you could go meet the players. But don't make it be anything Jamie, to do with the ceiling.
Jamie.
With the season, I mean.
And thanks. For anybody just joining us, what he's referring to is a social media push by the 7 line that the Mets, quote, deserved a parade after losing in the NLCS. So is there any way we could show up to Citi Field to salute the players was what the 7 line encouraged. And he's talking about participation trophies. I don't know why he brought Loogie into it, that Loogie set himself up for failure.
Yeah, I couldn't quite follow what he was saying there. All I was saying before was instead of having a funeral, we have a celebration of life of this season. That's all I was saying. But I didn't understand what he meant by I was setting myself up for failure. One thing I did agree with, and I know a lot of Met fans, Yankee fans live rent-free in their head, it goes both ways. Yeah, that I do agree with. Yankee fans think a lot about the Mets. Let's be honest. The Yankee fans, be honest with yourselves.
You make us think about you.
You wish we didn't exist.
No, that's not true.
Okay. I think that's the case, but I will say
this. I don't wish King of Queens didn't exist. I love comic relief.
I think Steve Cohen, this version of the Mets, is the best thing for the Yankees because I think it lit a fire under Hal Steinbrenner's ass. They don't want the Mets to take the back pages. They don't want to take free agents. And I think the Mets and this version with Steve Cohen, with an owner who wants to spend, is the best thing. Competition brings out the best in everybody. It's the best thing for the Yankees.
That's a very sensible take. And Steve Cohen might be the reason Juan Soto's a Yankee for the next 15 years.
Absolutely.
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
We're coming to you live from the Town Fair Tire Studios, powered by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. The Odyssey Lottery Recap presented by Jack Pocket. Powerball is now $478 million and Mega Millions is now $205 million. Order Powerball and Mega Millions on your phone using the Jack Pocket app. 18 or older, gambling problem? In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In New Jersey, call 1-800-GAMBLER. See jackpocket.com/TOS for terms. If you missed any of the show today, go to the Odyssey app, check out the rewind feature, or just go to the Odyssey app and download our podcast, the Evan and Tiki Podcast. There you'll find everything we covered today, from the futures of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane to the insane ticket prices of the World Series. By the way, you can win tickets Friday by listening to our show. We will give away tickets to the World Series here Friday on Evan and Tiki. And of course, we tackled the Seven Lines' insane idea of having a celebration of the 2024 Mets at Citi Field, despite the fact that, you know, they lost. And there is another team in this town celebrating this with an actual parade, the New York Liberty, with the Canyon of Heroes on Thursday. By the way, Met fans, you want to celebrate the Mets? Go to the Liberty Parade with your Grimace costumes and everything and use the Liberty Parade as a celebration of what happened here in the fall. Okay? Because there's actual ticker tape for real champions. Our friend Big Mac Chris McMonagle has checked in via text.
Oh, you too? He's been texting me the whole day. He's a schnorrer. He's trying to get free tickets from me for the Yankees.
Is that what he's doing?
This guy.
So this is what he said to me a little while ago. You're nuts. You don't dare leave that building on Monday for the Giants. You know what's going to happen. They're going to get their ass kicked. Or worse, they win. Who cares? Very funny word of text. I feel like I did that in the McMonagle kind of voice. The point of leaving Yankee Stadium to come home and watch both is not that I think the Giants are not going to get their ass kicked. It's just, A.
You want to watch both.
Yes! I'm a fan of both. And by being at one, I don't get to watch both. Whether the Giants stink or irrelevant or not, also, this is where I will play the work card. I am a Giants content creator. I have to watch the game.
Yes.
That's it.
And you have to do it immediately.
Yes.
Whereas the content that I deliver on the Giants is a day later.
Exactly. Exactly. Maybe that's a cop-out. Maybe if I wasn't a content creator, I still would be doing that. I feel even cringe calling myself a content creator.
You have a podcast. Right. You're a content creator. It is content.
That's it. And you can download One Giant Step everywhere podcast.
There it is. One Giant Step.
Also, Spot Track. You were familiar with them?
Yes.
They have put out a projection for the market value for Juan Soto. You're laughing. You should be laughing in the reverse. 14 years, $513 million.
What?
Let me tell you something right now.
Okay.
If this is accurate and that's all it took, the Yankees would get the deal done yesterday.
It would have happened a month, 2 months ago. It would have happened 6 months ago. When they first traded for him.
Come on. I think Evan's right about that. I think he's going to touch 700. I think he is. 15 years, 700. I think he's touching it.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Especially because the Yankees and Mets are going to go like this with each other.
Evan was right because of it's going to be the length of the contract. It's going to allow it to be that long. It's going to be 15 years, whatever it may be.
If the Yankees signed Juan Soto for less than $600 million, what do you think the Met fan would sound like in this town with Steve Cohen? Loogie, would you be happy with your owner?
Say that one more time, because I was thinking something
else. If the Yankees signed Juan Soto for less than $600 million, because basically Spot Track, whatever you want to call it, is saying the market value is $515 million, whatever, let's say.
Yeah.
If the Yankees signed Juan Soto for less than $600 million, how annoyed are you with Steve Cohen?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, because I think Steve Cohen is going to be the highest bidder in this spot.
I agree 100%. But if the Yankees did sign him for, let's say, $590 million. How pissed off are Met fans?
Very pissed off.
Yeah, I don't think Sal could do the King Cohen stuff.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask this about Soto. Let me just throw this out here. 15 years, that takes him to 40.
Yeah.
Would it be
17 years? You want to take him to 42?
No, I was going to say less and then get another big contract. You're only 25. I'm just thinking out loud here. Tiki, you're the athlete. Like, yeah. Sign a 6-year deal and you're still in your prime at 31 and then get another big contract rather, because money's only going to go up. 15-year contract.
Right. So if I was Soto, that's what I would do.
That's what I'm asking, yeah.
Because I assume that I'm still going to be really good at 31.
Still betting on yourself and anything's possible.
But it's also a future bet that you don't know.
Let me tell you something.
And by the way, you're going to make so much money, it's not going to matter.
If you get $650+ million over 15 years and you have the nerve to go, you know what, I'll bank on myself after 6 years, how much more money do you need?
Exactly.
I mean, you could buy your own island. Are you kidding me? How many, all your flights are free?
I mean, if he did that, if he did a 6-year deal, it's still going to be, I don't know.
Well, it'll be three something.
Yeah, probably.
How could you?
$300 million.
How could you even spend $650 million?
Have you followed athletes and entertainers? They blow through that money all the time. They got
650?
650 is a lot.
Investments and all that other stuff.
By the way, we have quick little news here. Yankee-related, obviously, in the World Series, Dodgers. Flaherty starting game one for the Dodgers.
Okay.
And Freddie Freeman basically said he's going to be in the lineup for game one.
Okay.
I'm paraphrasing, but it sounds like Freddie Freeman back for the World Series. Flaherty, Cole, game one on Friday night.
Okay. Flaherty, game one. So Flaherty, Cole. So I wonder if those guys are going to start three times in the series. I guess that is, you know, something that's very much on the table. By the way, on top of us giving away tickets on Friday, Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal. So literally, when you wake up Friday morning and you want to go to the World Series, there is no reason not to be listening to WFAN all day.
Yeah.
It's not one chance to win, multiple chances to win, because you're getting a chance on every one of our daytime shows. And on top of that, let's also remember when the World Series starts, something else we didn't really get to today that we should talk about throughout the week.
Yeah.
We had the retirement and the unretirement of John Sterling. John and Susan are calling a World Series.
That's true.
And this is it for John again.
Right.
I think we've almost forgotten.
It's apropos.
Yeah.
that he came back for what turned out, because he came back at the beginning of the playoffs.
Yes.
What turned out to be a World Series playoff run.
Yes.
That's great for John.
You have at most 7 more chances to listen to John Sterling call a Yankee game. And you're going to get him here on WFAN. Find a way to sync up those TVs with the TV broadcast. We spent a month complaining about the broadcasters on TV. John and Susan on WFAN, link it up. Let's go.
Absolutely. Two Hall of Famers in my mind. Now, it is 80 degrees today. This is where I disagree with Evan. We had this fight. You need it to be cold. Hell no. I don't want to sit out there. By the way, he's not at work today. Why? Because he sat in the freezing cold for two straight nights. So there's irony. I'm looking ahead at the weather.
Okay,
Monday night, 61 high. Tuesday, 68. So not only you get a chance to get the tickets
it's
going to
nice.
Be great weather.
Not freezing. So you won't have to be worrying about the hand warmers or anything else.
Exactly. That's good weather. 68 degrees, 55 at night. That's perfect to sit out outside for a few hours.
I saw the MLB shop kind of released all the gear. I think Keith was tweeting about it with the pictures and stuff. I like the way the Yankee jerseys look with the World Series logo on it. I want to get the traditional, the on-field cap, the Yankee cap with the World Series emblem. See, I still don't love the actual hat that just says World Series on it, because it still should, I said this, it should say American League Champions.
Right. It's not telling you anything.
Yeah.
It's like,
and if they don't win the World Series.
It's like, were you a World Series champion? No, we just played in the game.
And you could always still, I think, even if the Yankees lost, wear the on-field cap with the World Series emblem, because it's just what they wore in the game.
If it was the, yeah, I hear
you. You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It's still a Yankee hat. The other one is tough to wear if it says World Series and you lose the World Series. But either way, I'm interested. Sam and Watchung. Sam, what's up?
Hey, guys. Yes. Big-time Yankee fan here, ready for the season. Big-time Knicks fan, ready for tonight. But I'm calling because of all the stuff I heard about Daniel Jones.
Okay.
Okay, now, just hear me out for a couple seconds, okay?
All right.
You're acting like he's done. Before this game, were you that way? No, he looked terrible. And yes, I admit he is gun-shy sometimes. He overthrows this and that.
Huh.
But he's had some good games this year, and he is in the middle of the pack in the quarterback ratings. I know it just goes by
but it's
yards.
It's about,
it doesn't go by touchdowns.
Oh,
go ahead.
Yeah, it's about putting your team in position to win. And to... You know it as much as I do, Sam. There's
I'm going to tell you one thing about this past game, and the last time I'm going to talk. I basically turned it off when he got sacked when they were losing 7-0 in like this middle of the second quarter.
So you're going to only blame the offensive line?
I said they're not going to move. I could see they weren't going to move the ball. But yet I still like Daniel Jones. He had no time.
Sam, he had time versus the Dallas Cowboys, and his stats look good. He couldn't complete a pass and create a big play. I saw Lamar Jackson throw a ball to Zay Jones and Bateman down the middle of the field. He is incapable of doing that now. Whether it's on him or anything else, it's time to move on. I'm sorry. The Yankees are 4 days away from the World Series. I can't have the last phone call of the day be Daniel Jones. He's not done. What are we doing? And I was one of his little tiki, too.
It's those second-level throws that he's not making. The hitches and like the crossing route, like, oh, those are, I don't want to say they're easy throws because it still takes some time and you still got to put it where it needs to be. You got to know where to go with the football, but he's not making those intermediate level throws or the big throws down the field. And so it just becomes, I don't even know what the word, it's like, I'm without words to describe how you feel about it. Because you know he's talented,
right?
And he's smart. And he works his ass off. And everything else, it just doesn't translate on game day.
It doesn't. And by the way, if I was Daniel Jones, I'd be listening to the Fan Friday because you might need those World Series tickets because you may not have a starting job next week. Loogie, closing thoughts? Knicks opener versus Boston?
Yep. Not my closing thoughts. Evan not here today, but he did send me his prediction for Knicks-Celtics tonight.
The Knicks are going to kick ass tonight.
There you go.
Well, there you have it. We've heard from Evan Roberts. Will we hear from Evan Roberts tomorrow? I guess the flu will tell us that story. Thanks to Alex. Obviously, thanks to Loogie. Thanks to all of you on the phones. Remember, Friday, all day on the Fan, all the shows. Boomer and Geo, Sal BT, us on Evan and Tiki, giving away those Yankee World Series tickets. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Enjoy Knicks opening night. Take care, everyone.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.